शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम् रूपम् तस्याग्रैवरीपरिम् मातरिम् गोष्ठवाटिम् राधाकुण्डम् गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासम् प्राप्तो यस्य पथिति कृपया श्रीगुरुम् तम् नतोऽस्मि। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानम् पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणा। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतयातर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि त्वैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति वीर्यं राधितं न मां चरन्ति। आई हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड फर्स्ट श्लोक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवत फर्स्ट कैंटो आल्सो थर्ड श्लोक। फर्स्ट लोक वाज जन्मादस्य जतः अन्नयादि तरतस्य अभिज्ञो सराट तेने ब्रह्मृदा जाद कवये मुह्यन्ति जत सूर्य तेजो वारिमदांग जथा विनिमयो जत त्रिसर्गो अमृषा धामना स्वैन निरस्त कोकम सत्यम परम धीमहि। This is Mangalacharan of Srimad Bhagavatam. Whole Srimad Bhagavatam. This shloka covers whole Srimad Bhagavatam. I think that the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, rest Bhagavatam, is explanation of this one shloka. Everything, like a seed is in this. All the pastimes of Krishna and his devotees are in this. I have explained yesterday something, but I'm still telling something more. So I told that janmadasya jataha, from Krishna, whole creation has come. Also, adiras, madhur ras has been. Come from Radha and Krishna together. So Radha and Krishna both are satyam parama dhimahi. Dhimahi means meditate. That Krishna and Radha should come in my heart. No? Who are they? Satyam parama satyam dhimahi. I meditate them, that they should come and they should manifest themselves as they are in my heart. How they are? I told about Anvay and Vyatirek. Same thing Anvay and Vyatirek. Only some difference of words only. I remember something that some devotees are there who are telling that Narayan Maharaj is telling some different thing from our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. I admit this. I'm telling some different. What different? He told that you should speak his truth. I told that you should not tell lies. Certainly there is a very big difference. He told that you should utter Krishna. I am telling that you should utter Krishna, being pure, having relation with Krishna, giving up worldly attachments, all kinds of aparas, offenses and attachment. Very big difference, you see. So many words I am telling and he is telling only one. He is telling that you should drink water. I am telling that you should not take dirty water, drink pure water. So much difference. So I think that no difference at all. I can tell very boldly and strongly that there were about 100 sannyasis of Swamiji. But I think that most of them have gone in worldly life. They were very learned persons. I challenge them all that what Swamiji was telling, they are telling same thing in same word. They cannot. Anyone cannot tell. The difference of word will be there. So we should look after interior motive. What is the object of his telling and object of others? Rup Goswami has told in some words in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjwal Nilmani, you know. Then why Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained in so many words? Why? There are some difference, but not difference. To illuminate a thing, they are telling in so many words, but the object and the internally, Krishna love is there, one thing. We know that there is some difference of words between Baldev Vidyabhushan and Jiva Goswami in a philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy, so much. These are not differences. These are called Vaishishtya. Speciality, this is called. Same thing. So anyone cannot tell like this that we are, I'm telling different and he's telling different. There must be some difference of words. So no harm. So here, Anvaya and Vyatirek, same thing is being told in what? Anvaya.
Direct
and indirect. Don't tell lie and tell truth. Same thing. Here, Prem has been divided into two. If there is no separation mode, no pleasure of meeting. So, the separation mode adds the happiness of meeting. So, though both they are seen as a different thing, but actually they are one thing. Two sides of same prem. So, if there is no separation mode, then this meeting will be not of high class. Some devotees in Vrindavan of Nimbark Sampradaya or other Sampradaya, Radha Ballavi Sampradaya, they always want to meet Krishna, always with him, no separation mode. But it is absurd. Srimad Bhagavat does not tell like this. In Srimad Bhagavat PC, so many things like Venu Geet, Gopi Geet, Bhramar Geet, or all Jugal Geet,
Pranay Geet.
These are all in separation moods. Gopis are abusing Krishna, telling him dhurta, lampat, and so many things. Krishna wants, and Krishna came in the shape of
Bambubi
to hear all these things. And he told, admitted that I heard everything. And I became pleased. Brahma cannot please me by doing prayers and by ped, stuti, sham, gan and all. But gopis abusing to me pleases me very much, so much. So this is Vanna and Bithili. In Srimad Bhagavat both has been told. Arthesu abhikyaha. Brahma obeys the order of Krishna and he creates this universe, Brahmand. But actually, he cannot do. He only do vastuon ko jodta hai. He joins the parts of anything. All parts have been made in any company. And in India we have
Hind Motor
in Calcutta. She exports parts from America, England, so many parts, engine from there, some parts from here, some parts there, and they join it and they make motor. Actually, they are not doing so. Only they are connecting some parts. So Brahma is doing like that, not creating. Only he joins the parts. He cannot do, an ant he cannot make. Nothing he can cut. Even any soul he cannot make. So, Arthesu Abhigya, only Krishna, Supreme Personality of Krishna, is powerful to do anything. And he is free, quite free. Abhigya Swarar. Anyone cannot control Krishna. Why Krishna made this? Why Krishna made me like conditioned soul? And someone he made liberated soul. Why? Because he wishes. Why he should not do? Why he should not do? He must do like this. He has created so many things. He has created also like this. You cannot imagine. Why Krishna managed to have any association for anyone and not for other? No facility. Why? Actually, Krishna does not do. He is so merciful. So in Shastra it has been told that if Vaishnava is doing kripa, mercy to any Vaishnava, it is not Krishna who does it, but that Vaishnava, Madhyam Adhikari. If we tell that, why Krishna is merciful to that person? Why? Not to others? He gave Putana, he made Putana his mother in Golok, like mother. Dhatri Uchit Gati. Why? Why he could not give Agasur, Bakasur and all other? To them he gave only liberation. But not like
Putana.
Why? Agasur has not done anything. Why Krishna gave him salvation? Only the relation of Putana was there. that he made his shape like a mother. And Krishna did it. Ram cannot do, Nrisimhadeva cannot do, anyone cannot do. So Krishna is so merciful. If Tene Brahma Hridaya Adakabaye, Tene Brahma Hrida, he gave knowledge of Chatushloki Bhagavat to Brahma, and thus he gave him the knowledge who is Krishna, who is Jeev, who is Brahma, what is Maya, what is Yog Maya, what is called Bhakti. He gave everything. And he manifested Vedas in the heart of Brahma. Tene Brahma Hrida. Also the meaning is another also. What? Tene Brahma Hridaya Adakabai. Adakabai is Sukhdev Goswami. Tene Brahma. What? Brahma Rasa. Rasa Brahma. That's Srimad Bhagavat. In the heart of Adi Kavi is Sukhdev Goswami. So, Rasa Brahma he manifested in the heart of Sukhdev Goswami. That is, he was able to tell all these pastimes in a very good way. Like nectar. Otherwise, he was not able to tell all this Krishna Katha. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adakabai. Tene Arasha Brahma in the heart of Rupa Goswami, and he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why he has made Bhakt Ujjwal Rasham, Ujjwal Nilmani Bhakti Rasamishun. And by reading these books, by hearing these books, anyone can test Srimad Bhagavat, otherwise not. Anyone can be qualified to understand Srimad Bhagavat without the help of Rupa Goswami's book. So many persons have made tika,
commentary
on Srimad Bhagavat. But it was not so good as Srila Sanatana Goswami did, Srila Jiva Goswami did, Srila Chakrabarti Thakur did. So, it is due to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because he is Srimati Radhika and Krishna both. Krishna has taken the shape and beauty of Krishna, golden collar of Srimati Radhika, both. And then they have manifested this ocean of Ras in the heart of Adi Kavi Rupa Goswami. You can question how he is Adi Kavi. Only 400 some years or 500 years before, Rupa Goswami is here. He was in this world. How he can be the first Kavi? Brahma, we can tell Brahma is first Kavi. But I know that he is more superior than Brahma. He can teach Brahma 100 and lakhs births. He is more superior. Because he is the associate of Krishna himself and Radhika, Rup Manjari. And also the associates of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahma cannot go so high. Even Lalita Vishakha, they cannot enter in a very secret place where Radha and Krishna is playing. But for Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, it is very easy to serve at that time also. Finding, giving chamar, where they are doing like this, Rup Manjari, come on and give me fan. If Rup Manjari is there, Srimati Radhika is in Kunj. She can tell, Krishna, don't come. Or Swaminiji, don't want. So you should be out of this Kunj. She can do like this. So Brahma cannot touch the lotus feet of, lotus dust of Rukmanjari. So it is with Siddhant, bona fide Siddhant, that Ad Kavi is Rupa Goswami, no harm. So this meaning is more appropriate. Tene Brahma Rida, how to serve Krishna in conjugal? From beginning, Anya Bhilashita Sunyam, from this slope, and to end of Ujjvalin Mani. Ujjvalin Mani and Bhaktira Swami Sindhu are one book. Only first part, second part. No two books. So if you will not follow Rupa Goswami, Bhaktira Swami Sindhu and all this, you cannot understand ABCD of prem and love, how to serve Krishna. One day you will have to go through, you will have to hear all these things. Someone, I was reading today the Nectar of Instructions. On 8th sloka, I saw something and become very pleased, become very happy. He's telling Rupanuga there. What is Rupanuga? How to, our object should be Rupanuga, bhajan. He has told everything there. Swamiji explained. I will bring tomorrow, if I am having some time in morning class for 15 minutes, I will tell you to read that thing. Very, very. He has told everything what I have never told. He has told so many things, secret things. He has told 5 stages. Shravandasha, Varandasha, Smaranadasha, Bhavapandasha, and Sampatti Dasha. You know all these things? You are telling that, oh, Narayan Maharaj is telling different from Swamiji. But I think that I have not told all these things that Swamiji has especially told. And if you are not doing, he has told for new five devotees, not for all these things, for new devotees. Shravandasas must be. If there is no Shravandasa, how you can burn? How you can do kirtan? How you can meditate? You cannot do anything. So it has been told in Bhaktira Swami Sindhu. He was in the line of Rupa Goswami, I have told you. And if you will read the explanation of first sloka from Swamiji, we will see that what I am telling, he has written more clearly all these things. I have no language to explain, but he was so much learned. So he can explain. He had explained all things. He had never warned anyone that you should not hear the name of Raganuga. He has told that you should practice, not hear only of this word. Don't be nervous. And that is why those who are not hearing these words, no testing bhakti, and they are going down. Again, where they are. This is the reason. Because they are not testing anything better than what they have in beginning. Bhakti is like a current. It must flow. If there is no flow, no advancement. The water will be rotten. So, if there is no taste in chanting, remembering, meditating, how we can advance? And that is why they are not proceeding towards this and they are going, falling down. They are telling that, oh, Narayan Maharaj is Sahajiya. But I have not fallen. But why they are falling all? If I am Sahajiya, I should not tell all these things. I am telling Rupanuga, Ragatmik Bhakti and all other things. I am telling Krishna Katha so sweetly, but I am not falling down. What I was about 60 years before, I am so much testing and I am more happy.
You are sitting up. How is
आदि कवये मुत यंत जत सूर्य तेजो बार मृदां यथा विमयो तत्ति स्वर्ग अमृषा तेजो बार मृदां. इन दिस वर्ल्ड वी आर सीइंग थ्री थिंग्स, अर्थ, वाटर एंड फायर. फायर इज द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ चित शक्ति. फायर इज नॉट सीन एवरीवेयर, but anything rubbed, then fire comes, like
friction.
If you will give a stone on another, any stone, then it will come fire. There are two oats, mix them like this, fire will come. So by bhajan sadhan, this chit shakti is realized. This prem of Krishna, Krishna prem is realized. Without sadhana we cannot see. The soul is also like this. Soul is here, everywhere. But we cannot realize without sadhana. So this is the example of chit shakti, fire, tejo, vari, water. Water has two conditions. If it is too cold, then it
ice.
Becomes ice. And if it is in its natural state, then liquid. If condition souls are in natural states, serving Krishna, they are liberated. Always serving Krishna. And if by any cold, so much cold, then they will become like
ice.
So if you are forgetting Krishna, going very far away from Krishna, far away means forgetting him, then our nature will be changed and then we will be liberated from conditioned soul. So much attraction for worldly things. In pure Atma, soul, only attraction for Krishna is there. Only service is there. But now, we cannot be without what? Attachment. Kamukta.
Last.
Some persons like in this, I cannot be without loss, like lust. I should must be with lady or husband. But in pure state, only the charm, only the attraction of Krishna. Here only means attraction for Krishna and his associates, all worshipable is only Radha and Krishna. So there are two conditions of soul. It by example of water. Water has sometimes condensed, sometimes natural. And mridang, this earth, it can say. We can shape in any way, pot, like dogs, hogs, cows, we can make from earth. So this body, creepers and animals and all things like this, no difference at all in anything. But there is also very deep meaning. Tejo bhari mridang yatra binayamaya. Here, tej, what is the meaning of tej? come to Brahma Gayatri. Vasvatat sabituru varanyam vargah devasya. Varga devasya means, varga means stage there also. Here varga means power, attribute. Who is he? Who is she? Srimati Radhika herself. If you are not worshipping Srimati Radhika as a power of Krishna, you cannot realize anything, anything. Whole world has been created by Srimati Radhika, not by Krishna. Not by Krishna. How? Krishna only wishes, and all actions, cultivations comes from Srimati Radhika, actually. We see that Krishna has lifted Govardhan, but actually Krishna has not lifted. Who lifted? By left side of Krishna. Left hand, and in left hand, this left, most left. So Srimati Radhika is always in the left of Krishna. So see, only Krishna wished, but all actions, cultivations, everything is from Srimati Radhika. So, here tejo var midam, yatra binmayo, tirshargo amrisha. This world seems like true, but this world is not true. And we realize it true, and that is why we are attached in this worldly thing. But if you know that we are part and parcel of Krishna, you are eternal servant. By the mercy of any realized soul, then we will have no attachment on this. Like Sukhdeva Goswami, Narada Rishi, like the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know Raghunath Das Goswami? Her wife was so much beautiful at that time in whole world. Vishnu Priyaji. But he left at once. Vishnu Priyanam. Raghunath Das Goswami. He left his wife. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All associates did like so. You know Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? He was in Vrindavan. His guru told that you should go to your wife and take permission. And you should come here in Vrindavan. And then you should do bhajan. To carry order of his Gurudev, he went. And his wife came in a very solitary room. They were sitting. Whole night Krishna Katha was going on. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was telling. So beautiful, sweet pastimes of Krishna. Whole night gone. And then he came to again Vrindavan. He asked her wife that, may I go to do bhajan? Yes, you can go. No charm at all. So Vaishnavas are like this. If anything charming in this world, how he can have charm towards Krishna? We'll have to cut down all this. Vaishnavas like very sharp sword, they cut all these things. This Swarga Amrishad Dhamna Shvini Nirasta Kokam. This Krishna, creator of this, he creates. He enters in this world like Paramatma, everywhere. Like Brahma, he is all over world. But he has manifested so many, Ram, Baradev, Nrisimhadev, so many incarnations. But still, he, with his power, Srimati Radhika and Gopis and Gopi, always with a very beautiful Natavar Shyam Sundar Roop, having his float on his lips. Very beautiful. He always lives in Golok Vrindavan Dham. So I am praying, Satyam Parama Dhimahi. He has told in next sloka, I will explain further. You should be any Kirtan. And after that. One Kirtan. Tell that in Gita, it has been told in the last sloka. Sarva Dharman, not last sloka, but last chapter. Instruction. Sarva Dharman Uparityajya. Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Mahashucha. Perhaps all you know the meaning of this sloka. Giving up all the dharms. Really, they are not dharm. Outwardly, dharm of sarir, this body and mind. You should take shelter, offer yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna. That is saranagati. And this is called in Gita best thing. To surrender. This saranagati has been told topmost in Gita. But in second sloka of Srimad Bhagavat, see what is written. Dharma prajyata kaitavo atar paramo nirma saranam satam vidyam vastam atrivastu shivadam tapatrayonumulanam Srimad Bhagavate mahamuni krite kimba parerishvara saddo hridya varudyate kritibhi susvibhi tatkhana. In this sloka, in brief, I am telling that it has been told that if anyone give him all the dharms, same like in Gita has been told. Give him all the dharms. Only here Srimad Bhagavatam, Paramasatya. What is Paramasatya? Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna is Paramasatya. His Shakti Srimati Radha is Param Shatya. So, only hearing the pastimes of Krishna, that is Srimad Bhagavati, here is Srimad Bhagavati, if anyone have heard whole slokas, whole book. Otherwise, he has not read all the slokas, only one sloka, only half a sloka. Even a half a sloka he has heard. Even one-fourth of a sloka. Even if anyone has heard. And he's very eagerly and honorably hearing. Then Srimad Bhagavat, Sukhdev Goswami, himself Krishna, are telling that anyone reading or hearing, here susubhi means very honorably hearing, then Krishna certainly must come in their heart forever. Tatkana, not after long time. Immediately he has begun hearing and Krishna will come. Undoubtedly this truth is here. Anyone hears with honor to serve Radha and Krishna, serving this sloka, then at once Krishna will come and he will be captured in that heart forever. Compare the two slokas. There Mahasucha, only Saranagati is there. But here, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, from bona fide Guru or Vaishnava, Krishna must come in heart forever. What shloka you prefer more? What? You? You want to keep Krishna here? Or only Sharanagati that Krishna will tell that I will give up everything. No. If any man is sinful, he has so many anarth, but he has anarth to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and hearing with honor, Krishna will come at once, no delay at one, not a minute, Krishna will come. Krishna has given this assurance, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, Vyas, and all our others. So this is more better. What is the meaning of that? Krishna will be controlled here, he will manifest him here, and he will be like in prison here. Devotion will be there. That gopi prem will come, braj prem will come in our heart. If there is no braj prem, Krishna will not come here. So it indicates braj prem. That if anyone hear this with honor, he may be nonsensical to obey anything. Like, so many were like that. But if there is honor, a little bit honor for Srimad Bhagavatam hearing, it will. Krishna will go through their ears here and he will see it forever. So believe in Srimad Bhagavatam. And hear this, like Parikshit Maharaj or all devotees. Take it to true, more than true. Today, Gaur Premanande. I am happy to see so many devotees, new devotees are coming.
Because it is new branch, so new devotees.
Surely it is new braja. I think that we will remember forever, and all devotees will remember our this gathering, assembly. It will be a history forever. That from all corner of world, devotees have come to hear Hari Katha here. And I am giving so much dhanyavad.
Thanks
to the devotees of Bejar that they have called me here and called so many devotees here. Gaur Premanande. Now you should do Aarti.